In other look-back news, 60 years ago, negotiations began on what was popularly called the Moon Treaty. This report from the Voice of America.
The United States welcomed a Soviet proposal for an international treaty banning territorial claims to the moon and other celestial bodies and forbidding their use for military purposes. America's ambassador to the United Nations, Arthur Goldberg, said the United States welcomes what appears to be an affirmative Soviet interest in a similar proposal made by President Johnson on May 7th. Both proposals also call for international cooperation in space exploration.
Today's news analysis is by Harold Corlander. His topic, the prospect of an international law to control human behavior on the moon.
The importance of an agreement that will limit use of the moon to peaceful purposes has been made evident by two so-called soft landings of instruments on the lunar surface within the past few months. One by the Soviet Union's Luna 9 in February, the other by the United States Surveyor 1 this week. It is no longer in doubt that men can place instruments safely on the moon and make them operate there. And it has been demonstrated frequently that men can function in space, even when outside the vehicle they depend on for transportation. These accomplishments, which seemed tentative and distant only a decade ago, have vastly widened man's frontiers and his potential for peaceful technological development. But they've been accomplished in an age of international tensions, when little progress has been made toward disarmament and the control of atomic weaponry. Just what use the lunar surface could be to an advanced nuclear nation has not been elaborated upon, but the possibilities are ominous to contemplate. The nations with the greatest capability in both space rocketry and nuclear armaments are, of course, the United States and the Soviet Union. It was a measure of their concern over the military purposes for which outer space could be used that they joined in 1963 to draft a United Nations resolution on legal principles to govern space exploration. A month before, the General Assembly had adopted by acclamation a resolution that called on all nations to refrain from using outer space for stationing or orbiting weapons of mass destruction. But both of these commitments are only statements of principle. With instrument landings on the moon already accomplished, and with manned landings soon to come, there is an increased awareness that some form of banding convention is required if the moon is not to become a base for weapons of mass destruction. Early last month, President Johnson announced that the United States was taking the initiative for a treaty under UN auspices that, among other things, would guarantee free access to and exploration of the moon and other celestial bodies by all nations. The proposed treaty would prohibit any nation from making claims of sovereignty on celestial bodies and would forbid the use of celestial bodies for the stationing or testing of weapons. That the Soviet Union is in general accord with these American proposals was made evident on Tuesday of this week. The USSR proposed that a treaty on the moon and other celestial bodies should be placed on the General Assembly agenda this year. What the Soviet Union would like to see in such an agreement is substantial of what is contained in the U.S. proposals already submitted to the U.N. Committee for the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space. Compared paragraph by paragraph, the Soviet and American proposals have a remarkable similarity and might well have been prepared from a common original draft. If the similarity of the two proposals in major respects is any clue, there will be in the foreseeable future a binding agreement to cover the behavior of human beings on lunar terrain. Such an agreement will be vital to the welfare of all nations, even those whose domestic problems will keep them earthbound for some time to come.
That news analysis was by Harold Corlander.
And the Outer Space Treaty was signed in 1967. Not all nations signed, but one of them was China, which is now prompting the race to the moon. Why is there a race to the moon? Well, because water has been discovered at the South Pole of the moon. Not liquid water, solid water.